The following podcast is brought to you by Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Bruiser, and you're listening to the Just One Thing podcast with an only child with way too much to say. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Just One Thing podcast, and I'm here with episode 7. I have a special guest again, just like the last episode. I want to introduce the other older sibling.
Hi, I'm the other older sibling. I'm 18 years old, and I have one sibling who's younger. And she is 14 going on 15 next month.
Now, we're going to get into some icebreaker questions to start us off. So you are the older sibling, as we said. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear only child?
I would say, when I hear only child, the first thing that comes in my head is just like you, your parents, and then those are the only people in your household. And I guess maybe like all the attention from your parents is brought to you, and yeah, just like a three-person household.
Right. So I want to ask, as the older sibling, did you ever feel like a third parent?
No, not really, actually. I feel like both my mom and my dad they both let us know we were their kids, and I don't feel like I had to like be like the responsible person for my sister at times. Yeah, I just felt as like a child that my parents had, and then my sister was like also a child.
Now, speaking of mom and dad and family roles, did you think being the oldest made you mature faster or just more tired?
I would say mature faster, yeah. I mean, there are certain things that I feel like my sister could be more mature about that I'm less mature about, and vice versa. But I mean, like, I'm later on in life than her. So yeah, I would say probably more mature rather than tired.
So we touched on responsibility, and you mentioned that you didn't feel that responsible for your sibling, which is the complete opposite from what the older child I had in previous episode said. So speaking of that, I want to know, how did your parents give you that comfort that you didn't have to be responsible for your sister?
I don't know, honestly. I guess I mean, sometimes I was responsible for her, like when I sort of became older, like I would like watch after her and be sort of the adult in the house as like my parents were doing something. But it was just sort of like my parents focused on me for a period of time, and then they let me do my own thing when they were focusing on my sister, and then they let her do her own thing, and then like it was just sort of like taking turns, I guess.
So as for the attention in the house, as the only child, I got all the attention, good or bad. Did you ever feel like you had to earn attention once your sibling was born?
No, actually, not really. I sort of feel like I've always been the center of attention. Well, I mean, both me and my sister, but I've always felt like I've, like, definitely had attention, even to the point where sometimes my sister even wanted more attention, I feel. Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a reason for that? Like, is it because of your dancing and maybe your sister didn't dance, or was it just simply the fact you got more attention?
Yeah, I definitely think from dance and just like always doing my extracurricular activity. And I mean, my sister had other extracurriculars, but I know dance is like very like time consuming, not for me, not for only me, but my parents as well, because of like driving everywhere and like obviously like spending more money and like I think probably because of dance. Arguments, I would say, yeah, like brother sister arguing arguments, yeah.
That's a good response, because obviously I have no dialogue in my household because it's just me, so I can see how you would say that. When your younger sister was born, did you feel a shift in the household? Like, was it like, oh, this baby's here, so I feel like I'm not going to have much attention as the older child? Or was it you were just happy to see another baby around?
I would say probably, like, just happy to see another baby around. I was pretty excited when my sister was born, and, I remember always, like, when, like, because my sister and I have, like, a 4-year age gap, so I was, like, a toddler, and she's, like, a baby, and I would, like, sort of, like, how do I say it, or like not bully, but like, yeah, I guess so, in like a brother sister way. I just sort of, it was funny like being mean to her, I guess, when she was first born, yeah. Because I didn't know.
Okay, now let's do having siblings versus not having siblings. So siblings versus solo. Did you ever get tired of sharing space, food, or parents, or privacy? Because it sounds like you and your sister have a pretty good dynamic, but you could always want the space and privacy. So did you ever get tired of having a sibling?
No, not really. My sister is very, she stays in a room a lot. Yeah, we sort of, like, most of the time are, like, all doing our separate things, I would say. Yeah, she, like, was in her space most of the time, then I was in, like, my space, and it was just sort of, like, a good, like, when we were all together, we're all together, but, yeah, I don't feel like anybody, like, got in each other's, like, space to a point where we were like, ah! Yeah.
What's one everyday thing siblings experience that you could say only children don't?
Probably, I would say, just, like, one parent having to, like, your mom taking you to your extracurricular after school, and then having to, like, run over to go get your sister from her extracurricular, and, like, dropping you off at the house, and then your mom having to go help with something your sister was doing, and then, yeah.
So basically, like, less stress on the parents between having, like, children. Like, you only have to worry about one child in a household doing one thing instead of having to split up your time with each child.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into personality. Do you think being the oldest shaped how you act in friendships or relationships? Like, are you naturally the leader or the fixer?
I feel like there definitely is a tie between, like, how I am in a friendship to me being an older sibling. I do feel like I try to be the leader most of the time, and also, like, the problem solver too. Yeah, I would say so. Like, I feel at my best probably when I'm, like, the leader of, like, a friend group, and I feel like, yeah, I would say so, yeah.
I would say the same, too. I feel more in my element as a leader, as well as you, so I agree with you on that one. Do Do you think older siblings are more patient or more bossy by nature?
For me, I feel more patient. I think probably because we had to like deal with the younger sibling, and to the point where we just sort of got used to it and like learned like just to like let others take their time, and like we sort of grown patience as we like adapted to having like, or we sort of adapted like patience from always having like being around a younger sibling, I would say. And but I know it could probably be like very different depending on like each person, but for me, I would say more patient.
What's one thing being an older sibling taught you about empathy?
Empathy. That's a good question. I think just like it let me know like I don't always get what I want, and when that's a good question. I think maybe just since I'm like in the position of an older sibling, I know more about what others may go through because I've gone through it, and I'm less likely to be immature and just like feel sorry for myself. Yeah,
because you've been in that position before, that you're young, that your younger sibling may have already been in, you feel like you already are well known on a topic and you know how to be empathetic towards it.
Yeah,
because it's quite the opposite for me, because since I've only had myself, I had to learn empathy by taking myself out of who I am and looking through it from somebody else's lens, and I have to do that every single time. So it's always like I have to stop thinking in my head and put myself in their head. So these will be the closing remarks on the older sibling story. So these are the last few questions I have for you. What's something an older sibling could teach an only child?
I would say maybe sharing, but also having to work with multiple people rather than just yourself in situations. Also, I think also companionship in a way, since like family and how like when someone's the only child, they're like the only kid, but when someone has like siblings, there's like multiple kids, and you can sort of like build relationships with those people that are also in your same family, in the same family tree.
If you could relive your childhood, would you still want a sibling, or would you try to live solo for once?
Yeah, I think I'd want a sibling.
Can you elaborate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I've always had, like, a sibling since I was, like, 3 going on 4. And I feel like if I didn't have a sibling, I would probably be more, not so self-centered, but I wouldn't know how to like think about others more, and it being all just about me. And yeah, I learned how to care for others more.
So for the last question of the day, in one word, how could you describe being the oldest?
Rewarding. Yeah.
And why is that? Because I never thought that would come out as rewarding. So that's something I could never think about.
It just feels cool to be the oldest sibling. Like, just knowing that you're the oldest. And it just sort of, I don't know. Like, when I first realized I was the oldest sibling, I was like, oh.
So it's kind of like a been there, done that first place.
Yeah, it just sort of feels like, you just sort of feel special, I feel like, with the title of being the oldest.
I want to say thank you so much for joining me on this podcast show. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Thanks and have a nice day.
I'm so happy you joined me for this episode. Hopefully you join me for the next one. Goodbye.